Okay, well, it's Sunday, and we've just seen a game where they were looking for an insurance goal, but Woodbridge finally pulled it off. This win 3-0 against the traveling Windsor TFC. And I'm here with Peter Pinizzotta, who's head coach for many years with Woodbridge, and years back, as you'll see from the picture, of Toronto Lynx, and times in Montreal Impact in between that, too. And so, what did you think overall of today's game, first game of the year?
Yeah, it's kind of hard. We had a tough start because Windsor really put a lot of players behind the center line, and it was difficult to penetrate. But I thought in the second half we did a lot better, getting behind the defender, especially like with Ronaldo coming in. He lost 20 minutes, he got sort of behind. So I thought in the second half we did better than the first half.
Yeah, and see, over the years, genius substitution. Ronaldo's in for 3 minutes and he scores, and then 5 minutes after he scores again. It's just like you seem to have the magic of just knowing who to insert.
Yeah, well, you know, I thought Matt was getting a little bit tired up front, and I figured that it was time to make a change and put some fresh legs. He's a little bit more different than Matt. Ronaldo is like more like a true center forward, where Matt loves to go and look for balls, so a little bit different. So I think, yeah, it looks good when a coach makes changes and the player ends up scoring. But it was a good timing to make changes.
I've seen some of your players at the CPL League One Combine, mm-hmm. and well, today Captain Cavallini scored the opening goal, mm-hmm. and I'm just wondering, someone like him, you think could make it? Mm-hmm. But there's your offer. You're hoping for. I know you don't want to lose players like Sigmund Bond, but you're really trying to push on to...
Yeah, I know our job, is, especially like with the CPL, is now to promote guys that play with the club to go to the next level, and that would be the CPL. Then, you got coaches in the CPL that maybe have their own preference on players, what they're looking for, I agree that Chris Cavallini's got all the tools. If he could play with high intensity all the time, he's very technical. Same with Josh. Maybe Josh didn't have the best game today, but he's another player. We have, two, three players on the team that could, probably play in the CPL. But not every coach think the same way. So
I noticed on the suspended list you have Emmanuel Isaac. Is that carries over from last
That's
year?
Right.
It must.
He had three games. Two were in the playoff, and one, and he had to miss today. Right. So he'll be off. He'll be okay for the next.
And I also said hello to Francio Henry, who we were here last year, last game of the year, and we thought he'd had a heart attack, ambulance in, and so forth. But I heard it was an epilepsy problem. But welcome back. So you bring guys back saying, yeah, okay, if you're better now, come on, play.
He's part of the our club. He's been here now a few years, and he plays with our senior team too, and sometimes we promote him to the League One. Last year was kind of scary what happened to him, but he's fine now, so he's back with the club.
Okay, well, you guys are always well known for your defense, some best in the league, and so just best wishes for the rest of the season, the short season.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Thanks.
And let me just...